Hello, hello, hello. My name's self-appointed Detective Sean Dilley, the reporter. It is 1:30 p.m. on the 27th of February, 2013. Those present, me and Guide Dog Chip. Okay, Nick Clegg's cocked up, isn't he? He has attacked the press for trying to find out about the background of Lord Renard, the former chief executive of the Liberal Democrat Party. And he has said, oh, well, you know, it's ridiculous to try and start piecing, you know, details together like some kind of self-appointed detective. And this is a brilliant example where politicians wrap themselves up in knots over something they probably didn't mean to say. Nick Clegg's a lovely guy. Actually, most political leaders, I think, are really nice on an individual basis. But I think what he's done is he's tried to say the best thing for his party and, you know, whatever else. And there is a general feeling within the Liberal Democrats that journalists generally... I reject this, by the way, that we've somehow seized upon Lord Renard in the run-up to the Eastleigh by-election. And the kind of idea that, it paints the Liberal Democrats in a bad light. I can see why they think that. I don't think it's right. But nevertheless, self-appointed detective is quite a strange term, because obviously reporters are supposed to investigate things, no? And without that form of investigation, things like MPs' expenses wouldn't have come out. I have investigated rather a lot of, you know, stories over the years. Everything from a minister spending money perhaps they shouldn't, or at least their department spending it. Taxpayers' money wasted when, frankly, all that was wrong was the colour of furniture. I've investigated discrepancies with National Institute of Health and Clinical Excellence in terms of drugs like Ractembra and where it's used and where it's not used around the world, and thalidomide for treatment for multiple myeloma, for example. I'm not really a health journalist. I've investigated people flouting the law with hidden cameras, refusing to accept guide dogs in restaurants, for example, and I've investigated story after story and language after language. Generally with politicians, I find it's the language that's used. But I'm just kind of curious, what do you think? Do you want reporters to be quote-unquote self-appointed detectives? I reject that anybody is a self-appointed detective. Yes, there is a degree of investigation. Definitely there is. Definitely there is. And in the past, that's led to some fairly big uncoverings of wrongdoing. And that's why they call them investigative reporters. And guess what? They didn't appoint themselves, or we don't appoint ourselves. It's the organisation we either, you know, staff members for, or we freelance for. So, just kind of interested in what people think on that one. So, again, we're appointed by our employers, or our engagers. On the Lord Renard thing, and actually, I've spoken to Lord Renard lots over the years. I've always found him to be a very nice chap. Of course, I wouldn't really know about the... the alleged darker side, and it is only alleged at the moment. I'm a big fan in this terribly old-fashioned thing called due process. But it's not unreasonable for journalists to be investigating the circumstances. What say you?